Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
I don't want to be an alarmist, but the number of businesses falling victims to scams and frauds has been on the rise consistently over the past number of years. Joining me now to offer some helpful advice on how to stay safe as a business is Nicola Sadler, who's the head of fraud at Bank of Ireland. Nicola, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Bobby.
Now, let's just talk about this. Firstly, what are the most common scams out there?
So the most common scam we're seeing at the moment is actually investment fraud. So really, we've introduced a lot of security measures on our online platform and card purchases. You'll be familiar with them. So actually, fraudsters are now targeting our customers and devising new ways to get them and manipulate them to make payments. So this is driving a rise in scams, and in particularly investment scams. H1 this year, we've seen a 76% increase in cases this year versus previous years.
And, you know, I was reading about these boiler room frauds, which is effectively, if I'm an investor in the stock market, because certain information is published, basically that anybody can see that I'm an investor in this company, the fraudster gets that information, somehow finds my details, comes back to me with armed with this knowledge,
yeah,
and says, "You've already bought shares in this business. I can offer you, they're going to go up. I cannot." And yeah, so knowledge is power here.
Definitely. And I guess, like, you've touched on it, it is fake advertisements. It is all happening online and through social media, but they're impersonating legitimate firms. So it can be really credible. And they're cloning information of legitimate investment firms. So the extent of the impersonation is quite sophisticated.
Yeah.
Between producing similar brochureware, they will have the registered ID. Again, they're just copying it all from legitimate websites and even personnel that are working in some of these investment firms, and where customers are getting cold calls. Again, some of our normal senses. But sometimes they can be local accents, Bobby. So local accents talking through a script and stepping customers through ID and address verification, all the normal things you would expect.
Yeah.
Exchanging contracts. We even had an example where a customer signed an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, to make sure nobody else knew about their investment plans. And don't talk to anyone in the branch. They're going to try and talk you out of it. Bank of Ireland will try and get your business. You need to get back to us as soon as possible. So really, the extents are really alarming and surprising.
And if we look at some red flags around this kind of fraud, it would be somebody trying to say, you know, this is a brilliant proposition.
Too good to
you
be
need
true,
to do it
said.
Really quickly to avail of this.
Yep.
So any of this kind of urgency is a red flag.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what we say. Yeah.
Talking you out of not mentioning it to the bank, which is amazing.
It is.
That someone would say, if you know, that you won't be able to be included in this offer if you tell the bank.
Exactly.
They'd say that.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, it just gives you insights into the extent of the coaching that's happening and the extent of the way customers are really convinced that they'll miss out on the deal and they need to just go ahead and do something really quickly. So you touched on urgency. Some of our customers, we're getting calls a couple of times a day to make investments and then also talk them into making investments far more than they can afford. Look, it's just really worrying.
And there must be some kind of strike rate for these people that, you know, that they continue to do it, even if 10,000 people say no and one person says yes.
Yeah.
That's the game they're playing.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's that return, and particularly for investment, they're getting larger values. So really our advice, in addition to what you've called out in relation to, if you see the red flags are around urgency, but do a lot of research and talk to an independent before you undertake any kind of investment. Central Bank website as well regularly publishes unauthorized firms and gives you an idea as well of the cloned firms.
Yeah.
So check that out before you undertake any of these types of investments.
Yeah. And how do you kind of keep up with the fraudsters? Because they seem to be almost one step ahead all the time. So what do you guys in the bank do to just make sure that you're minimizing damage here?
Yeah, Yeah, well, look, we across a range of ways we do that. Bobby, we continue to invest in our technology. We announced earlier in the year a 50 million investment, both in technology, but also in our team. We have a large 24/7 team working every day of the week, every day of the year. But also, obviously, we work with industry, work with BPFI, Bank and Payments Federation Ireland, to discuss trends. And also, at a European level, I'd be meeting with other banks as well to understand what's happening. So just always trying to look what's coming.
If we look at some of the various frauds, and this is one that I am familiar with, because I was talking to a number of people over the years where they've been targeted by ransomware. And okay. That they, as small businesses, were so embarrassed by what had happened that they were reluctant to talk about it.
Yeah.
Do you find that's a challenge, that because they're afraid of further damage, they're afraid of affecting more contagious towards their clients,
yeah,
and that their reputation, and basically that they feel like fools? And I know no one should feel like a fool, but that sometimes stops people talking out about this.
Yeah. And look, we can't lose sight. They're organised crime gangs. You know, they're criminals looking to steal your money. But certainly reputation for smaller firms is what they're concerned about. And sometimes it can be that they haven't necessarily invested in the latest technology or their IT systems or patching. So, we've only a small number of ransomware cases. But I definitely think under-reporting is probably an issue. Yeah.
Yeah. What are the other ones? Check so, over payment?
To a smaller extent, yeah. But invoice redirection is probably the other one.
So somebody comes in, gets an invoice, changes maybe the address, the bank account details,
yeah,
and you pay it, thinking you're paying it to,
yeah,
to as a genuine invoice, but it's you're paying it into a fraudster's account.
Exactly, spot on.
And how would a fraudster get an invoice and manipulate it and then make you pay it again? How does that work?
Yeah. Well, look, they can get proformas online.
Yeah.
They can, you know, they do research. And I guess, Bobby, what we've also seen is that a fraudster attempt doesn't happen on day one. They may be making cold calls to an office on a number of times before they actually do the fraud attempt. And to keep an eye on emails and like that, the proforma. And those invoice redirection scams where they're looking for you to change your details. Again, there's a sense of urgency. Do it immediately. The invoice is overdue. And again, I suppose our advice really is just to make sure small businesses have their teams trained, tell them how they could be targeted, make sure they are keeping an eye on email information and where they are making any payments, that they always verify any payment change details,
yeah,
with their own records, not with any new records.
And finally, Nicola, can I ask you, if you've been victim of a fraud, are you more likely to be targeted again?
It can happen. And in the investment scams that we've talked to earlier, we actually have retargeting. So where, again, the fraudster contacts them and says, the banks didn't get you your money back. Oh, I tell you what, we will. And we need an upfront fee and we'll go and get that money back for you.
Another red flag, upfront
fee.
Absolutely,
exactly, upfront fee, for sure.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Okay, so finally then, never give out your bank details
to
anybody. Never give out a PIN. Just no matter what you're asked to do, bank details, PIN, no.
Never.
Absolute no.
Never, yeah.
Well, look, it's great advice. My guest is Nicola Sadler. She's the head of fraud at Bank of Ireland. And she's here with an important message for all businesses. So thank you for that today.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.